We'll be right back. Was it a great question, but I'm going to steal it, okay? Because I don't like to follow. I don't like to watch. Somebody needs to help me. I think I'm being not ghosted on Twitter. It's not ghosted. It's
catfished.
No, it's where you can't see it. So my Twitter, like if you're not following me on Knockout Radio on Twitter, and you go to the search bar, Knockout Radio doesn't come up. I forget what that's called. Somebody, I'm sure, will tell me. But if anybody knows how we can get that fixed. But somebody posted this on the Book of Face. And I really found it to
the
be
an
interesting question. We're hoping Matt will be calling in here shortly because it's very
similar.
All right. It's very similar to the question you asked about the funeral. And, you know, how would you want? And I basically said, I don't care because I'm dead.
Right.
I won't know what's going on. It's a celebration of the people alive. Happy that I'm dead. Upset I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But the question that I saw in the Book of Face for all of you, and I said it was a great question, which is rare coming from me. If you were given, whatever, a month left to live, would you tell people or would you keep it to yourself? And it's an interesting question because I wouldn't want to tell anybody, but then I also felt like I'd kind of want my family to know so that we can spend that
situated.
You know.
And get everything ready.
Ah, hell, I ain't worrying about that.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I guess I'll answer first.
You're not sorry.
I am, because I don't like doing that. But when I have something going in my head, I just got to spit it out. I would want to get things situated for my family, because I don't want them to worry about that. I'm gone, whatever, who cares?
Right.
I just want to make sure everything's set for them when I am gone.
So it's easier for them to get the possessions and the money and whatever.
I don't have any, so it won't be a problem.
I want that car.
Yeah, there you go. No, I would want to make sure everything's...
Or the license plate.
The license plate, it's what you want, because then you'll sell it to Dave.
I wouldn't, I promise. Matt, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I think you're looking at it from, you know, possession standpoint, but I think it's more of a time standpoint. Like, you know you're going to go... So you should tell the people ahead of time so you can spend as much time on Earth. Because in today's current society, you can already set up your burial arrangements, pre-pape your plot, already have your will done. So all that's already taken care of in advance. I think it's the more the time about who you spend your time with on your last moments on Earth.
Yeah,
you should
cool.
tell people.
And that's a very good point, and I hate to say it, that giving Matt any credit, a lot of that stuff can be done.
Yeah.
You know, you can have the trust, you can have the will. If you're a veteran, as Ryan and I both are, we don't have to worry about plots and stuff because that's... I hate these things where you get these shams and scams on the Book of Face. Hey, veteran, let's get prepaid for your plot. We've already done what we need to do. It's called have a DD-214. So our plots are taken care of.
Good for you guys. I'm just going to tell Kelly and the kids that bring me down to Florida, throw me in the swamp somewhere. Crocs will take care of me. Don't worry
about
it.
Good protein.
That's right.
Well, my answer would be similar, I suppose, in that I wouldn't want people to change the way that they acted so that we could enjoy that last
Now all of a sudden they're going to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Right? But you wouldn't want...
Now they're going to laugh at my jokes?
Like, I could make the effort to go and make sure that everyone is available to see and everything like that, and if you told them, they would clearly
treat
the
for
experience...
You. Yeah.
You know, happen. But of course, I would also want people just to have the regular interaction at the same time. And if they knew that that was happening to me, it wouldn't be the same interaction.
That's
I'd have a month of farewells, which I probably would probably rather do without.
Yeah.
And just run it through, hope that everybody got a good time in there in that last month. And
the only
quits.
Thing I would probably do, just so Matt knows this up front, is I would make sure that everything from Knockout Radio is already gone. So that Matt can't have any access to anything except for the two blown out boards that we have.
No, but I'll tell you this: I did see something along the lines of the funeral today, and it said, "If I die, please make sure that my dogs get to smell my dead body, because I don't want them to think that I abandoned them and never returned home." So, how do you feel about, you know, dogs and pets in the afterlife, or as a way to say goodbye?
All right. Well, it's interesting because I did also see something, and as silly as this sounds, I guess it makes sense that the worst thing you can do, and vets have said this, is when you bring your pet in to have them put down, and then you leave them. And so the last thing the pet sees.
Was that you walked away.
Is, yeah, that you yeah. walked away, and they don't really know yeah. what's going no, on.
Right.
And I remember a time when we took one of the cats to go get, you know, fixed.
Yeah.
And I, it was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
The eyes got so big, like, what the F are you
yeah,
doing?
What are you doing to me?
Right?
Yep.
And so it's basically the same thing that you're asking, Matt.
Yeah, well, I actually, this past year, Kelly and I, we did that to our dog because she, her back legs were giving out. She
for those people
around.
That don't know, I'm
my
assuming
wife,
Kelly
wife,
is
Kelly.
Travis's
wife.
Wife.
Kelly. Sorry. So our dog Roxy was 13 years old, and she couldn't really walk anymore. It was hard for her to go to the bathroom. When she go to the bathroom, she's crawling through it. She couldn't walk. It's just it was hard to watch. And we made sure when we were there with her when she was being put down that we were with her the entire time. She took her last breath. Man, that was hard. That was really hard. But I was with her the entire time. We both were. It's tough.
And it makes sense, Matt, you know, with what you're saying about that as well. It's hard on you, but think of what it's doing
yeah,
to
her.
The pet that's been there. You know, and I was never a pet person. We didn't have pets growing up. But since, you know, being married and my wife wanted the dog, and that dog follows her
yep,
around like, I don't know, a puppy dog.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like a shadow.
Yeah.
It's like a shadow. Wherever you go, they're right there.
And
they
so,
always are.
And I get it now that as hard as it will be on you or me or anybody, you know, when you do that, think of how hard it is on that
yeah.
pet.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Travis, will you go with me when we put Randy down?
I'll be your shadow.
You know, it's funny how all my friends are my friends until you come on the freaking phone. And then they all turn on me.
No, stop. I'm not turning.
You should be fighting. Like, no, Matt, I'm not putting that old man down.
I'm not saying I just laughed.
Do you have something to say? Come to the mic. Go to the mic. Go to the mic. All right, good. He ran away. So it wasn't funny, Matt.
All right.
It was hurtful. Randy did not like that.
Well, come on, Randy. You're a legend, right?
And
we don't
mine.
Put legends down. I'm sorry. I always have to win a time.
You know how I feel about that word. So it was funny. I was watching The Ultimate Warrior. You know how they're on A&E is doing all those shows. And the whole thing about The Ultimate Warrior was interesting, but I knew a lot of it, how he got bigger than he should have. And when he demanded money, you know, equal to Hulk Hogan, and everybody was like, the problem is you're not Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
So the letter that Vince sent to The Ultimate Warrior was, you're a legend in your own mind.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, not in real life.
Yeah.
So you know where I stand on the
Warrior. But I was always legend. Hogan and Warrior in the WWF game. So I mean, there's
true.
Ties there. That was the best combo. You can't do the three triple press move slam without. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Where do you stand, Ultimate Warrior, and your protege or your the guy who made you his protege and Terry Bollea?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I mean, Hogan's the greatest brand builder on the planet, most iconic wrestler of all time.
Now, I'm going to hold on. I'd love to prove you wrong. I'm going to say the biggest brand maker on the planet could be Gene Simmons.
Okay. All right. I mean, he does own the dollar sign, right?
He does.
So, but I think from wrestling standpoint, I think that Hogan's bigger, obviously. But
then Gene Simmons.
But the man behind the wrestler and the Ultimate Warrior, he was a great motivator. If you go back and watch some of Jim's old videos, he was an intense guy, full of passion. And I think that's what the world's missing the most right now is people just don't have passion, man. They just walk around like zombies. They don't really get pumped up about stuff anymore. Except the Animal Thompson.
That's
he gets
my
pumped
man.
Up for fight camp.
That's right.
Well, I think you're conditioned to do that, right? I think that's by design,
yeah.
Intentionally by design. So
that's how you're built.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you're built?
I'm always happy, ready to go for anything, so I don't know.
The worst video on our YouTube channel, okay, it still makes me throw up.
What?
Okay, is when this animal sitting to my right.
Oh, I punch the floor?
I mean, not just tapping it. He's punching concrete. Like, I don't even feel this, and I'm getting grossed out.
You get less to do it on the microphone. Here you go. This knuckle fists.
Oh, God. Oh, come on, man. Don't do that. It's like me clapping.
No, but see, that's what people
are. This is me clapping my hands.
Right. Yeah. And it sounded just like him knuckles to knuckles.
Doesn't bother me. That's why, like, everyone's always afraid about hitting someone in the head or anything. Like, you can't throw 100%. I'm like, yeah, you can. I do it all the time.
So where is this vacation going? Where are you?
Well, I'm in North America.
Nice.
Panama City Beach.
They didn't let you out of the country.
No, he's...
Well, I'm in the Panhandle. It's cold up here. It's way far away from the tropical life of St. Pete, Tampa. But I'm just in Panama City.
He's in Clearwater.
Vacation. I'll tell you what you do on vacation, Randy, is you get to catch up on shows you haven't watched or TVs or movies. You're just like relaxing and chilling. And I watched the Roadhouse movie. Have you seen it yet?
It's one of my favorite movies. I think Patrick Swayze does an awesome job.
Well, it goes a little over top at the end.
There's a legend in it named Conor McGregor.
A legend.
Have you seen?
I did.
The new Roadhouse movie.
I have not, and honestly, I won't watch it.
Why not, man?
I'm not
going to
spoil it. I won't spoil it. I do want to highlight one thing, though. So Hollywood has changed the narrative of what aggressive and fighters are. Jake Gyllenhaal, in one scene, fought three guys. He won. And then he took him to the hospital to get medical attention.
That was pretty cool. I did like that. That was funny. He drove them there. Yep.
Well, that's old school. I mean, that's the way the UFC and everything was back in the day. I mean, they would fight. I remember UFC, whatever number it was, in London, where Matt Hughes fought Carlos Newton, and two guys fought, and then they sat next to each other to the after party and hung out, and like they were best friends. Where today, it's like, oh, I hate you, and then the fight goes down, and what I like is they still hate each other.
You like that?
I like it.
Well, because it's real then.
Yeah, I don't like when, A, it's made up.
Yes.
Or even when a lot of fighters, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll still believe what I believe, you know, after the fight, he has my respect, we're now friends. No, screw that. If you didn't like each other for whatever right. that reason is, you can now respect the guy because he had the basketballs.
But you don't have to be a friend.
But you're not friends.
Exactly.
So I don't know, man. If it's not manufactured at the beginning, right? Like, they manufacture that
sometimes,
rivalry,
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes.
So there are some people that do manufacture. You got to realize me, like, I'm coming to camp, right? So I'm leaving my family for, 6 weeks? So that I automatically put things in my head to make myself hate you because you made me come to camp. Not that you necessarily did. I made myself come to camp. But I'm coming to camp to beat your behind. So it's my job to hate you and put you through hell because everything I'm doing is to beat you.
But what about the mutual respect of the process? No? I mean, he's doing the same thing.
No, he's not.
Respect to that?
He's not, because he's staying home. He's not leaving his family. I'm leaving my family. I miss Disney with my family. I'm missing Easter with my family. I'm missing my birthday with my family. And I'm coming home days before my daughter's birthday. They might be having my daughter's birthday party the weekend I'm fighting. So I might not even make my daughter's birthday. So you know I'm going to hear heck from my daughter about that. And she's 11. She loves telling me everything I do that's wrong.
Well, they know everything at 11.
Well, they
so
do.
Be careful.
I bet you at 11 they know it's time to take a break. This is Knockout Radio.
Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is.
As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival is celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you won't want to miss a moment. Experience the all-new Mermaid Cove, House of Dragons Pub, and enjoy classic favorites like live armored combat jousting or tasty turkey legs. Now is the perfect time to get your discounted tickets. Visit select Circle K locations or find your magic today at BayAreaRenFest.com. Huzzah!
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Good music.
All right, we're going to go from 77 people here in studio and online to two in about 15 minutes. So Rye's getting ready to bolt, as is Matt, wherever he's pretending to be. So what's on your mind, Matt, before you take off?
Talking week in and week out about getting you healthy for your daughter's wedding in November. We want you to look great walking down the aisle. Big day for the Harris family. And so while I'm on vacation in Panama City, my brother-in-law is a father. I'm a father. And I was like, you know what? The menus don't reflect fathers. Like, there's a kid section. There's senior citizen specials. There's all kind of different, like, menus. But there's no dad menu. And so the concept is this. Dads want to eat their food that they crave. They want to order food that's fresh. They want to order what they desire. And they want to eat at the same time when their family gets the food, so it's communal. But the problem is we end up eating our kids' leftover food at the end of the meal. We don't want to waste it. We worked hard for the money. A smaller portion of food on the dad menu in the beginning, and then at the end, they leave calories to eat whatever they want without guilt. And they don't go over their total daily caloric intake. And I think if restaurants bought into the concept, we can get dads healthy coast to coast just by offering a smaller portion up front.
Thanks a lot, Jenny.
I will tell you this, that is a perfect comment to make on Slap an Idiot Day.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jenny Craig. Appreciate that.
That's great motivation.
I'm motivated. I'm motivated to eat less of what I ordered and more of what my kid's not going to finish. Thank you.
Listen, I'm telling you, I mean, look at the number of calories you eat at the end of a meal just because it's there and you don't want to waste it.
Yeah, so in Europe, I have to order two meals because they're so small.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it works better if you have kids, Steve.
The first time I went to a restaurant with a buddy of mine in Indianapolis, Shane Best, we went to a thing called a tapas restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
I will never go to those again.
Small food, buddy.
Yeah, small food. You don't get what I've got in my stomach by eating small foods. Yeah. Screw that. I'm like, where's the rest? Oh, no, that's another charge.
Oh, yeah.
So for $14.99, you get a half a slither of a chicken.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's supposed to be you get that with a drink. That's what the tapas bars, you go, you order your beer, they give you the little tapas. That's part of the deal where you're not paying for the tapas. That's how that's supposed to go.
Yeah, not at Indianapolis.
Yeah,
at Indianapolis, it's $14.95.
But it's a Spanish thing. Like, you go to the bar, you order your beer, and then you get the tapas. That's what happens. Like, you order the beer, basically, and then the food comes with it.
So they just
want a bunch of drunks running around.
You
want to
get drunks. Like, all right.
That's the idea of the tapas.
All right, that's your first bad idea of the last 5 minutes.
Look, go back to childhood, Randy, if you can remember that far back. Remember, like, you're either eating out of guilt or fear. You're eating because your parents said you can't get up from the table to go play your favorite game or go outside or do something you wanted to do until everything was finished. Or you ate out of guilt because, like, oh, kids around the country, around the world don't have anything to eat.
Yeah, I cared. I cared how people were starving in India. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, when I was 6 years old.
But look, either way, you're conditioned to eat everything in front of your face. And they've done experiments, the endless soup bowl and such, where people just keep eating and eating because it's accessible. So, you know, you got to change or break these habits if we're going to really change people's lives. You got to go back to childhood. You got to address, you know, the fear of not finishing your food and eat smaller portions. And I'm telling you, Randy, if you follow these rules and order off the dad menu, I'll get you in the best shape of your life by the time your daughter walks down the aisle.
So I thought about that last night as I made 7 or 8 pounds of really awesome chicken air fried strips. So I made my first plate of only 4 tenders and some mashed potatoes, and it was so good, but I was full. It didn't stop me from 4 more tenders and more mashed potatoes.
So in the world of correctness, do you have a mom's menu too? And
exactly.
Is that going to be small?
Stepmom.
So basically, it just comes with smaller meals, right?
Stepdad.
Yeah, mom's menu. Yeah. That's right. That's good. Good call.
Well, look, my dad's menu is going to be cheaper price point, Randy. You'll like that. And that way, that leaves a budget to give your kids and wife anything they desire off the menu.
What about a mom that identifies as a dad?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. I mean, since you're going out there,
so your kids get anything,
and you're overcharging for the women, and you said a father's discounted menu, but you're going to overcharge the moms.
Well, I don't. I'm not.
You just got canceled, dude.
You're canceled. And your kids can order anything they want. You just said that. That doesn't make sense.
What if your kid identifies as a dad? I'm confused. Yeah.
Or what if your dad identifies as your child?
Yeah, like that's you're confusing me, man.
We were all eating on the dad menu. Like, welcome to the dad club.
Yeah.
Did you just make this up, like, right now?
Yeah, on the whim.
Is this seriously what you're thinking about when you're on vacation? You are having a boring vacation.
No, dude, our vacation's killing.
Obviously,
you know, we
I didn't tell.
So I saw a Facebook meme. And it said, nobody ever invites you to come over to go microwaving. It's always come over and grilling, right? But it's the same process. You're eating food in a communal way of networking with your friends and family, and it's social. But one's grilling meat and food in the backyard, and that makes it fun and cool. But microwaving food is not cool. So I created a microwave challenge for the girls, and they had teams. And they went to like a supermarket sweep, and they had to put together the best microwavable meal they could for a $10
budget. On vacation.
And it was unbelievable.
On vacation, though?
We were, like, the whole store was invested. The cashier, like, we have to go back today and tell them who won.
It's got to be a challenge.
Yeah, you should go back and tell them who won, because I guarantee you, they care.
They did. Like, they did. Wow, cool, we got your money.
They cheated. They were giving away free product to my kids to get an advantage over the other team. They were assisting.
That's good. I'm going to deal with my family. Get some free stuff.
But what menu did their dads eat off of?
Yeah.
Hey, for those that care, since Rye's getting ready to take off, baseball season has just started.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Is there a dad menu on that?
The dad menu?
Dad, I mean, ticket prices.
Yeah, you get to buy the tickets, right?
Yeah. You know, I love baseball.
Here, let me see if I can pull up the photo quick enough. There was just something on the Book of Face on ticket prices.
$10 or less, right? You can get a $10 seat.
Opening day ticket prices. Take a wild guess, and this is open to everyone. The highest opening day ticket would be what game? You can pick one of the two teams, and I'll give it to you.
Which team is charging the most for opening day?
Yes, the most expensive opening day ticket.
Yankees?
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
The highest. Well, first, the Dodgers have already opened.
Okay.
And I believe that was in South Korea. The highest paid opening day ticket is the Cubs at Rangers. Highest paid.
World Series banner.
Cheap seat, blah, 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 $285. The number two cheapest seat, most expensive opening day ticket is the Nationals at the Reds, according to this list, $164.
Ellie, I guess. Is that Ellie De La Cruz everybody wants to go see? I mean, that's
cheapest ticket, opening day, $13. Pirates at the Florida Marlins.
Makes sense.
Marlins tickets are available for free at vettix.com, just so you know.
And now, it's not free. Give them away.
You have to pay $15 to get them, but you get four tickets for $15. Wow.
The Rays opening day is sold
$100.
To the hilt.
Right. I believe it's sold out, but $100 for the top of the roof seat.
Wow.
Well, they don't open that, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think that they
open the top. So the cheapest seat at the Trop, the cheapest seat is $100. That's $105 more than I'd pay.
What's the cheapest ticket for the Dodgers at their stadium?
Well, Cardinals at Dodgers, $95.
Okay. I thought that would have been up there.
But again, that's the cheapest seat. So that's left field.
I thought that would have been one of the top two.
To see Shohei, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason why.
That's the big deal. But for the Rays have had all these injuries. They've had all this. They've always overcome with this, right?
They've had abusers.
And it's another year of that.
How far down was the Yankees?
The Yankees, midway.
And what about the Phillies?
Yankees at Astros, $83 for your cheapest seat. Phillies, like I said, is the third highest. Braves at Phillies, $147. Yeah, cool. We did a trip, my younger brother and I, and he paid for certain things and I paid for certain things. I'm thinking, I've got friends at the Phillies, right?
Yeah.
I'll take care of the tickets. Well, because it was the first Bryce Harper game,
they couldn't
$400 and some dollars.
Wow. I was going to say, that's a big ticket, buddy.
It was a mistake. Back then.
So, Randy.
Yes, Matthew.
If Pete Rose had an interpreter, would he be in the Hall of Fame?
It's a shame that you wasn't tuning in the first hour. No. I already said that.
Well, no, it's 1 o'clock here.
I see.
All right.
He's right on time.
Yeah, so you're right on time. You know, it does add some interesting comments. You know, again, I think Ohtani's going to prove that he had nothing to do with it, so he'll walk away. I don't think Major League Baseball is going to let Ohtani go down. You know, he's the biggest thing going.
That's what they can.
A sport that I don't even watch anymore because it's awful, pathetic, it's boring. I couldn't tell you. I know who Ohtani is, and I know how great he is. So I don't think.
How can you besmirch the new pitch clock? It's awesome.
I do like the pitch clock.
It's awesome.
You know, we talked about it. I went to a game with Steve out in Colorado. I liked the pitch clock. I don't like that. You know, you can't switch. Who are you to say I can't put where my players are going to play? Well, obviously you're the commissioner, so you can. That's awful.
I don't think that's such a big deal.
I think it's a huge deal.
I like the game better now. It's faster. It's more hits. It's more stealing. It's more. I think it's a better game.
I get all that
for TV.
But to say you can't, you know, move their third baseman because David Ortiz can't hit.
You can't move off the line of scrimmage until everybody's moving at the same time. They're called rules, and it's not that big of a deal. You have to have so many people lined up on the line of scrimmage. You can tell them exactly how many are on, and you have to have a certain number on this side or that side. It's not novel.
I disagree only because guess what? You can put people in motion, right? You can put people in motion.
You still need the same amount of people on the other side of the ball, right?
They can shift them.
All I'm saying, and Matt, you can respond, and then we're at the bottom of the hour and we got to go. The rule is 8 of the 9 have to be in the fair field, right? So that's what baseball is. That's what it was. So if somebody, and it was the former manager here with the Rays when he was with the Angels, if somebody like David Ortiz comes up who can't hit to the opposite field.
Yep.
So your guy at third is just a waste. Why not move him?
Why not?
I outsmarted you.
Right.
You know, I guess.
You know, now, if you were a major, that's why I say I could play Major League Baseball, because I can't hit to the opposite field either.
But that's why I say there's no chance in hell that you could play in Major League Baseball.
Sure.
No way, man.
But what I'm saying, and I'm saying it stupidly, sarcastically, if David Ortiz, going into the Hall of Fame, can't do it, neither can I. So we're equals.
I don't know about all that.
So if somebody like, you can't do the switch to Wade Boggs. You couldn't do the switch to Tony Gwynn. because they could hit everywhere.
Yeah, they could put it.
So put it on the batter to learn how. If you're going to attempt to beat me because I can't pull or I can't hit the opposite field,
I'm going to. Yes, that's how it's supposed to be.
But you see where those guys are lined up, right? You can still have four outfielders if you want to do it.
Yeah.
You can still put the guy on his foot on second base in the outfield. It's not as if that's not a shift.
But you can't shift your third baseman to play short. You're short to put in the outfield.
You can't put nobody on the line of scrimmage either. You can't have everybody just waiting around for the free throw wherever they want. You got to stay on the sides that you're allocated. This is in every sport. You have this. You just can't start knocking people out in between rounds.
You can.
Sure, you can.
You'll just get fined.
Yeah. And you all right, Matt. Anything in closing? We got to go. Anything, Matt?
Yeah. So I just want to say, have a great week. If you don't spend the money on the $10 baseball ticket, you can enter to win the next microwave challenge. A pair of 9-year-olds, Panama City, are crushing it. So bring your best microwave dish, Randy.
All right, there you have it. Matt's out. Anything, Ryan?
The way that you grill and the way that you microwave might be a little different than mine.
All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. Break time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is back April 12th, live at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in Clearwater. In the main event, the formerly retired Mike the Marine Richmond returns and eyes his destiny. But Destiny's saboteur, Eric El Travisio Lozano, has other intentions. In the co-main event, former world champion Elvin El Bandito Brito toes the line with Jafar Fort Knox. Avoid the sellout. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live in studio. I'll be in Vegas, UFC 300 in a couple weeks, but the UFC returns again this weekend, UFC on ESPN. And every once in a while, you come across a nickname that's pretty cool. Let's welcome to the program, Senor Perfecto.
That's awesome.
Bill,
hey,
how's
it going, gentlemen?
How are you, Bill?
Good, man, good. Just ready to get this weight done and then ready to fight.
Well, we're going to talk about fight week, but let's talk about my old stomping grounds. And BKFC fighter Travis Thompson in studio today, also from basically the Philadelphia area. I miss King of Prussia. I haven't been there since you were born. What is different about King of Prussia now? Are you still located there?
Yeah, so that's my business is right there next to the mall. And that's actually the best mailing address for me because I just moved to Glen Mills.
Nice.
And I don't get sent mail there yet.
I remember the old King of Prussia Mall. That's
yeah, it's
for sure.
Like, it's 20 yeah, minutes from me. I'm in Pottstown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's probably tripled in size since you were last there. But it's the same old scene there.
Yeah. Same thing. Are you a fan of other sports and of Philadelphia sports teams?
I'll watch the Eagles. That's about it.
I was hoping you were going to say the Phillies.
I like going to the Phillies games, but baseball's so boring to me. I need a little bit more action.
I agree with you. We were just talking about that you know, how boring it is. I used to work for the Cardinals, but anytime I can find a fellow Philadelphian or close enough fellow Philadelphian, I have a box of game-used spring training Phillies jerseys, and I like to send them to my fellow brotherly love people. So if you'd like, I know we have your address, so I'll send you one of those.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. I appreciate it. I actually had an uncle of mine who was like an usher at the Phillies game or at the Phillies stadium for about 30 years.
That's awesome.
Are we going back to the vet or are we going, you know?
Yeah, he was the vet and then he crossed over.
Wow.
For the Citizens Bank.
I loved that area. I was born in Philly. I was also stationed in Philly, and you know, right there, you know, you had the football stadium, you had the baseball stadium, you had the hockey arena.
Yep.
That's why they're the Broad Street Bullies because it's on Broad Street.
I love it there.
Yep, it's exactly. Great. Now you got a nice casino there afterwards too. Yeah. You get in trouble after a game.
For sure. give me your thoughts on Kyle, on your opponent this Saturday.
He's Canadian. That's about all I know. I've been so focused on. I got going on. I got a new son, my second boy, and
congratulations.
And everything else I'm up doing. Yeah, thank you. So I haven't spent too much time thinking about him, but normally you get a Canadian kickboxer and like there's these like European style pretty boys. So yeah, I can tell my guy's not a kickboxer. He's much more of a jiu-jitsu guy. More like just wants to get a hold of me and just play the game. But yeah. I'm going to be punching and kicking him, so he better brush up on his kickboxing skills.
You know, I ask fighters a lot of times, you know, about the opponent, and then I say, does it even matter about your opponent? It's more what you're going to do, what you're going to bring to the table, and you know, on fight time.
Exactly. You're not thinking about your opponent day in and day out. You're just thinking about how you can get better and the things that you need to do to improve.
Let's go back to the more important thing. And yeah, the fight's important, but you mentioned son and sons. How old are they?
One is 16 months, the other is 2 months.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've
been busy. Newborns. That's awesome. Good for you, man. That's awesome. That's great.
Well, I always get addresses because we send, you know, thank you gifts for coming on, and I have since picked up, I think it's really cool. It's called Fantasy Pets. And what they do is they make these dragons out of digital printers. So I'm going to send one for each of your children. The two-month-old won't get it, you know, for a while, but, you know, the little older one will be able to play with it. So I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, brother.
My pleasure. How do you relax fight week? Or, you know, do you not think about Saturday, or do you want to think about Saturday?
No, I mean, I don't want to think about it too much. It's kind of like just a reunion with the boys here. We got all my coaches. We kind of hang out and just talk conspiracies and shoot the crap, if you will, all week. So it's fun just kind of reminiscing about old times and just talking about current events.
Going through emotions, right?
Say it again?
Are you just going through emotions this week?
Not many. I'm pretty calm, cool, collected.
That's cool.
I just went to the recreational store and the liquor store just to make sure I have things for post-fight.
That's good.
But yeah,
the important stuff.
Just
I got gotcha. You.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of crossing some boxes and getting things done.
How different is it to fight in the Apex? Do you have to prepare different? Obviously, crowds are different. You know, you can hear more, I would assume. How different is it for you?
Fighting the Apex. I mean, the Apex is cool. It's silent, but I mean, this is going to be in Atlantic City with a ton of people.
Oh, that's right.
That's great.
So, yeah, I got a bunch of family, friends, students all coming through. So it's going to be a nice change of pace from the Apex.
How cool is it that, you know, it's basically a home game, a home fight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had, I don't know, about 10 fights here in Atlantic City. Oh, that's so great. I love this town. Well, parts of it. yeah, it just makes it easy on the friends and family. So that makes it, you know, even better because there's going to be way more of them here.
Yeah,
I remember the early UFC back when Donald Trump first got involved. It was on the boardwalk. It was still when people didn't like it and the crowds were crazy. So I'm sure that it's been pumped up quite a bit in AC.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got a whole new generation of the Conor McGregor era of all these young kids who love it. I mean, it's on TV, it's on ESPN. We were the first sport during the COVID era too. So it's just taken on a whole new audience. Really, like every couple of years.
I was going to say it's a shame that it's the Conor McGregor that we mentioned. You know, I've been involved in the UFC since UFC 1. You know, so back when it was still not liked, but very cool. It was different, a lot of sportsmanship, all that kind of stuff. Which it's kind of, and not because the WWE is now, you know, involved, you know, with the UFC on the ownership. You know, I wish it would go back to the old, hey, it's a fight, it's a business, respect before, respect after.
Yeah, I mean, there still is. It's just, you know, it's still about entertainment and putting butts in seats.
Too. Absolutely.
But I don't miss the old days of hair pulling and punching each other in the nuts.
Well, I don't remember the hair pulling, but it's funny because I don't remember a lot of stuff. At my age, that old dementia is kicking in.
Through.
But I remember it was Hackney that threw those 87 groin strikes back in the day.
Yeah. And then what was it? Not Tito or somebody. He was getting his little mohawk pulled and different fight. Chemo, that's right. His hair pulled and... it was a little bit more brutal back then, but it was entertaining as well.
You couldn't
show that to too many people, I feel like. Versus now, it's a much harder sport.
Back then, you know, it was the headbutts and, you know, all that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
I was on the front page of the LA Times because I took my 11-year-old to UFC 11. I was worst father in America because we were cage side.
How dare you do that?
That's crazy, yeah.
Badge of honor. All right, so you're going to have dinner for four. You're going to invite four people to come over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. No teammates, you know, nobody from the gym. Who are the four people you're going to hang out with?
Man, putting on the spot here. So, George Orwell. I think that's a good one.
Just curious. Sometimes people can,
Kate Middleton. Yeah, I'll bring her back alive.
Okay.
And then Abraham Lincoln, because I think he wrestled.
Oh. Okay. How about the domination of Penn State?
Oh, man. That's a dynasty of dynasties.
You know,
I can't think of another college sport, let alone just wrestling that has done so well.
Well, and we don't have to narrow it down to just wrestling. I mean, sport in general. Obviously, UCLA back in the day, but nothing like what Penn State has done. And I say it on a regular basis. It is my favorite tournament. I always say it's my favorite time of the year, and people think I'm talking about the NCAA basketball. And I'm not. I'm talking about that wrestling tournament. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. That's anybody in my circle, that's, when we talk NCAA, that's what we're talking about. It's not basketball.
It's my last, I think, bucket list item that I need to do. I need to go to that and experience it live because I'm sure it's incredible. Before we let you go, let's talk about Saturday. What can the fans expect when you and Kyle shut that door?
Well, I'm going to be getting busy. I land a lot of significant strikes every minute, so I just stay busy hitting, and then I look to try to open them up with a knockout shot. But either way, I keep chipping away and putting them in bad spots. And then he'll try to punch and kick a little bit, but it's only going to be to his detriment.
Awesome stuff. Bill, appreciate your time. I know we have your address. Going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as Bucked Up Energy Drink, and, of course, the Dragons for your sons.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Enjoy the week.
Take care, buddy. Good luck.
And yes, I blew that. I knew it was in Atlantic City. I don't know why I wrote down it to bring up the Apex.
That's funny.
It's because I'm thinking about pizza or something. Yeah. All right, let's go hit the break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Rogers, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my! Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my! For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook, visit our website at compassbanners.com, or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh my!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back, closing out hour number two. Matt's gone, Ryan's gone, Travis still hanging out here. I appreciate that. A couple interviews still coming on. Producer to the stars sitting down. He's got the headset on. What do we need to do? You coming to produce?
No.
We doing okay?
Yep.
You happy?
Yeah.
Numbers up?
Oh, yeah.
Social media up?
Oh, it's happening.
I'll tell you what, he is killing it on social media.
That's awesome.
I had nothing. I didn't even do it.
Take care of my social media.
Yeah, okay. You got so much time.
All right. To start with that, you got to get rid of Matt.
Gone.
I'm not saying anything.
Travis is like, Travis just thought in his head, he didn't say it, but he thought Matt who?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, which Matt are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, you know more than one Matt?
I think.
Yeah, all right. Well, all of a sudden he's getting quiet. Getting quiet around here now, all of a sudden. So how are you chilling? What is it? You got 2 weeks? Is that what it is?
Two weeks from tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, correct?
Correct.
So I have 2 weeks to weigh in from tomorrow. Friday is my fight, so it'll be 2 weeks from Friday.
How come you're one of the very few combat sports practitioners like that?
I do like that.
That worry about weight so far out. So many of them come in. You know, I remember vividly Matt and I's doing a show, and I almost said Greg Hendrick. Johnny Hendricks was on. He was like, 47 pounds over on Wednesday. Weigh-in was 2 days later. I think it was 25.
So here's the thing. I've been losing weight since I was 14 years old. I wrestled. I did all that stuff. Now that I'm 40, I'm going to be 41 on Monday. It does get harder to lose weight. So what I do is I put myself through everything during camp. So I'm training at the weight I'm going to be fighting at. My body's already prepared for everything that's going to happen. So I'm pretty much putting myself through hell now during camp, during training. So that way, come fight night when I'm totally rehydrated, I'm going to be on a different level. Whereas all these other guys, they want to do camp, at their natural weight or whatever, then they go through hell that week.
In 4 days.
Which, to me, doesn't make sense. If I see my opponent chewing gum, going to hit the sauna up, I'm going to tell him, don't bother showing up because I'm going to break your jaw. I'm going to break your jaw, and you're not going to have legs to stand on because your legs will be wobbling because you've been losing weight in the sauna.
Right. When you rehydrate, what do you do and how do you need to be careful? And I remember vividly Sam Hoger, a good friend of mine back in the day from the beginning of The Ultimate Fighter, told me how, you know, he made weight and then he went and had sushi Friday night and he was so lethargic he couldn't fight on Saturday. So how careful do you have to be on what you put in your body just until fight time?
Well, you got to realize, okay, this whole time you've been in camp, you've been watching what you've been eating, right? You eat the right things, you do everything good. So why wouldn't you do that after you weigh in? All I'm going to do is eat the same things I've been eating, just at a bigger majority. Like, I'm going to eat more of it. I'm going to rehydrate, put in good fluids. I'm not drinking soda. I'm not drinking Gatorades. What I'm going to do is I actually do like to drink some Pedialyte, because you want to put all those electrolytes back right in you. I don't want to put so much sugar. That's why I stay away from Gatorade. I like to do a lot of Pedialyte, a lot of water, eat the right things. When I go to my carbs, I'm eating rice. I don't want to eat pasta because the pasta is going to sit in your stomach. I like to eat complex carbohydrates so you burn them off. I don't want to have something heavy in my stomach.
How soon, the fight's 2 weeks from tomorrow, when will you head home? The very next day?
So I fight Friday. I'll probably leave Saturday, midday, maybe Sunday.
Because I was going to invite you.
Because I have a landscape company.
Well, I know. You got business to do.
I
got
to go back home Monday to start mowing grass, doing mulching. Where are you going to invite me?
Well, El Presidente was in town a couple of days ago, Dave Portnoy.
Oh.
And he went to one of my favorite places for Cuban sandwiches, which is incredible. And he just happened to, right next door, I guess, is a pizza joint, which I've never been in.
You told me about the cheesesteaks?
The cheesesteaks are supposed to be Philadelphia worthy.
Yeah.
And I've yet to go. I was going to wait for you.
Maybe we could do it Saturday.
I'll be out of town.
Oh, man.
See, Saturday's UFC 300.
And yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. But I would love to. I really would.
And you can't do it
but
now.
But I can't.
Yeah.
I could, but then I'd have to go to the gym a couple times to burn that off.
How much weight would one Philly cheesesteak put on?
Too much.
That answered the question.
See, we got to realize, like, okay, that's just a Philly cheesesteak. It'll probably put on like probably a solid 3 pounds.
Is it really?
Oh, wow. Easily. You got to realize they're packing all that meat into that bun. The hard part is going to be the bun, because that's a big carbohydrate.
Right.
You know, your body's going to hold on to that. Especially when I'm holding, like, I don't eat that many carbs as it is. So when I put something like bread in my system, it's going to hold on to it.
Right.
And then when you add water to that, now you're going to hold on to your water weight.
I did want to wait for you, but I'm not going to be able to. Because it's going to be a while before you're back here.
I know. Hey, maybe you can set something up where I come down with the family then.
Well, we can, we'll definitely do it. But I don't know, if it's as good as it is, I need to get there.
I hear you.
Well, then that means, Steve, you and I have to go there in the next couple of days.
Take a picture for me.
I'm the guy when I went with Wes Sims, who... We need to talk about Wes Sims and Mark Coleman again, maybe in the third hour. But Wes and I went to the two Travis spots, not Travis, Tora spots.
Yeah.
It's Travis's spot, too, when he's not training. You know, Pat's and Geno's?
Pat's and Geno's.
So we were not very smart. Because what you need to do is buy one at both and split it and test them. I didn't really like either one of them.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's...
It's a Travis spot.
Yeah, it's not a Travis spot.
No,
it's
not. Taurus spot.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but that's all it is. The best cheesesteaks, you got to go out there and really search. I'm lucky. I got this place called Gazzo Steaks that's actually right down the street from me. Superb.
Sponsor?
I wish.
Well, we need to get them as a sponsor.
That's what I want. But they're if you go ahead and do all the research, they're number 5 or number 6 for the Philly cheesesteak, and it's worth it.
Really?
And they're great. They're great. I know Angelo's is up there. I think they're number 1 or number 2. But yeah, but if you look at that top 10, Pat's and Geno's isn't on that
list.
Well,
and they shouldn't be.
Right. And
it's a gimmick. I mean,
yes,
it's okay.
What I do like about it is the gimmick that they are directly across the street from each other.
On purpose.
So it is really cool. I like the idea, the concept, but make better steaks.
No.
Make better choices.
But honestly, you don't have to when you have lines like
that. No, you don't. You're right. You're absolutely right. You are. Right? But if you want to be on the list, which you're supposed to be a cheesesteak company, you would want to be number one.
Again, you would think that. But when you're running a business.
You don't need to.
And you don't
you're
need
right.
to.
You're absolutely right.
It's adequate.
Yeah.
You know, they're decent and they have lines and it doesn't matter when you go. It's 3 a.m.
Yep.
There's people there.
I've had fights when I was a pro boxer a while back. I would fight at the New Alhambra. I think it's called 2300 Arena now. It's on Swanson and Rittner in Philly. And I would go after the fights to Pat's and Gino's, get the cheesesteaks. So I've been there. I've done that. I've fought out in Philly a bunch of times.
But, you know, the problem is that all the ones that you're mentioning are probably not open at 3 a.m.
That's exactly right.
You know, and again, that's smart.
Yep.
The one at the flea market or market that we went
to? Yeah, it's the Reading Terminal.
That was a great one.
Yeah, Reading Terminal. Yeah. You've been in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Reading Terminal. There was a couple in there that were outstanding. I would go out of my way there.
I love going to Reading Terminal. It's great in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. I mean, you don't even know it's there is what I love about the place. Then you go inside, you're like, oh, my God. It's like it's a huge supermarket of different stores.
In an old terminal.
Yeah.
A lot of Amish are there.
Absolutely.
A lot of cheesesteaks, a lot of seafood, a lot of stuff. Just eat your way through there.
A lot of desserts. One of my favorite dessert places, Termini's. Have you ever been to Termini's?
I don't think so.
So Termini's is right in Philly. I mean, I go there for the, I can't think of what they are that I eat every time.
So you eat sweets. See, I wouldn't think that.
I have a sweet tooth.
Really?
Oh, my God. Here's something funny about me that a lot of people don't know. As soon as a fight's over, the first thing I always buy is an ice cream cake. I'm talking like one of those four-person ice cream cakes.
Yeah, the Carvel thing?
Yeah. I eat the entire thing by myself.
I do that on a regular basis.
Dude, my kids, they'll be sitting there like, oh, can I have a piece? Like,
no.
Yeah, you can have one if you go buy one. I said, this one's mine. So, like, my wife, my kids are like, dude, seriously, you can't give them a piece? I said, no. I said, I went through like 6-8 weeks of not eating this stuff. You're not touching it. You want something, go get it from the grocery store. Well, couldn't you buy me one? I could have, but I didn't. It's mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dad of the Year.
Yeah, that's right. Yo.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they give me the guilt trip too. Trust me.
So what? Well, that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna have the ice cream cake on Saturday.
I probably will wait till I get home.
See, you are mean and cruel. So if you do it here on Saturday, you're not eating it in front of your kids.
Yeah, maybe I will.
No. Right. You get it out. Okay. No, Travis, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna eat it in front of the kids and Kelly.
Gotta make sure they see it.
You know, in a way that makes sense, to be honest. You went through all this, this suffering,
right.
Not just for you and, you know, your own self.
Not only that, but I'm missing my birthday. My birthday's,
Monday.
Of course, April Fool's Day, because my whole life's a joke.
Wait a second. How are you going to miss it?
Well, I'm saying, I'm missing the cake. Yeah. I'm missing all that stuff.
Right.
So I'll come home. After the fight, I'm going to come home, have a party for myself.
Makes sense.
I'll make myself an ice cream cake, and I'm going to blow out a candle.
This is what you
Very
should
good.
Do when you go home, and I'm stealing this from Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve says this.
Well, make a menu?
Well, no, he says that's
menu?
Matt. No, but
Dad's menu.
What Steve says is this is my that's birthday Steve. Year.
Yeah.
He said there that the go. Other day, because his
awesome.
Birthday was just
that's
not
right.
too long ago. He goes,
well,
this is my birthday year.
Birthday.
I'm like, that's crazy. Of course it is.
Every year is your birthday.
Every
year.
Right. Well, right. This is my birthday year.
I got to do that.
So, all right, let's hit the top of the hour break. 2 hours down, 1 hour to go. We'll
there
be headed back to Atlantic City, not Las Vegas. The UFC is in Atlantic City
That's
this
great.
Weekend. And Pretty Boy. I almost said it when in the last one we brought up Pretty Boy. Yeah, Pretty Boy when we return. We'll be right back.